Random House Audio presents Fiend by Peter Stenson. Read for you by Todd Haberkorn. Monday, 8:54 a.m. So typewriter John and I have spent the last hour lying to each other, faking concern, panic, and desperation, all the while helping the other look for the last hit. The thing is, we each know the other is holding on to an eraser-sized shard. It's like a standoff, both of us wanting to be left the fuck alone for 5 minutes. Finally, typewriter caves, says he's gonna take a shit, which I know isn't true because we haven't eaten in close to 3 days. I pull out the tiny bit of glass, burn it, and it's barely 2 hits and I'm spun bad, like from our week-long bender, but this one really does it. Because when I peek through the G.I. Joe sheets we've draped over the windows, I see a little girl playing with a dog. I'm thinking, this is kind of sweet. This blonde child crouching on all fours, inching closer to the dog like maybe she's playing a game of make-believe, where she's a dog too. But then I notice the dog is shaking. And it's a big dog, a Rottweiler, and he's shaking, his head down, his tail covering his nuts. What the fuck? I'm about to return back to our cave of a world because the sun is ungodly bright, but I see the dog take a snap at the little girl. She dodges him just in time. I think about pounding on the glass. I need to warn this kid. I need to do something. But I don't. I stand there. The little girl creeps back to the dog, and once she gets close enough to touch it, she does. Only her touch isn't a pat, but a lunge for the Rottweiler's throat. It reminds me of this time I saw an elderly woman crossing the street. She almost made it across when a black Hummer turned right.